I say poster, you say...
trailer.
You say...
Benedict. Oh.
Show and you're here with Mike.
Oh,
and M. Oh, nice.
It's like unison.
Wow,
high feel, five.
You feel really unprepared. Anyway,
oh.
it's just Mike and the Siamese twins over here.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. That's right.
You're doing quite well sitting on the couch.
Joined at the skills.
Joined at the skills.
That's right.
Joined skills.
Not joined at the gills, that's for sure.
Yeah.
No.
M's got enough for all of us. So.
Enough gills.
Yeah. M's got enough gills for all of us.
Yeah, so she's got a sort of stats.
Something fishy M's going on.
Like,
Oh, M's getting into the puns.
Oh, yeah.
She's got 56 gills to her name and only 4 injuries.
Mike's hosting.
Shall we jump into the news?
Oh, jeez.
So we just jump straight
There's just no banter at all.
It's a pretty late start.
It is a late start.
You know. What about Dean?
Well,
he's really late.
Well, we have to.
Yeah. Dean's so late. Dean's not even going to turn up till next week.
That's right.
Dean's not here, man.
He wasn't even aware that the microphone was in his house tonight. So it's all good.
Yeah, based on what you guys told me, it sounds like you basically crept into his house, like... covert op style, and just took his ball and left.
Let's just clarify. Is a microphone?
Yeah.
Just want to clarify.
You can just leave it. At, you snuck into Dean's house, grabbed his ball, and then he
was left unbalanced.
He was such confused and disoriented.
Let's just clarify. It is the microphone.
He had to call you later and ask what happened. He wasn't sure.
Where's my ball?
Yeah, there is no.
That was, by the way, not an impersonation of Dean at all. Because it sounded absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
like
that's yeah. That sounded really bad. You're doing well with your impersonations, tonight, Mike.
It is true.
I must say.
We should actually try to do. You know what? We should do a special show where where we each play each other. We act as each other for the show. Try to do impressions of each other. Not necessarily. Depends who you get.
Well, if we get you, it's really easy.
What do you mean, if we? You're not Borg.
I mean, any of us.
No. This is all three of you being me and me trying to be all three of you.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Challenge on.
Yeah.
No.
Bring it.
No, I'm not that easy to impersonate.
I'm glad you're not that easy, but what about impersonating?
Hey!
It's Saturday.
Nothing wrong with
that. That's a new
low. Like,
liking
a bit of.
It's a new
low. Hey, Saturday used to be on a Friday night. Ah,
wrong.
No, wrong. It
was wrong town.
It was wrong. It was when Aussie was still on the desk. But let's jump into the news.
I'm glad we got to that.
I'll kick things off.
Yeah, you kick it off.
Now, apparently there's going to be 3 Avengers Ultron specials. Have you guys heard this?
No.
Well, there you go.
Tell us. Tell us, Mike. Tell us.
I will tell you. 3 specials.
Tell us more. Tell us more.
I've told you everything you need to know. No, that's all there is to it.
That was exciting.
No, they've done 3 Avengers... I'm just going to keep repeating what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's just, like, you know,
just stretch it out. We need this.
It hasn't actually...
There's 3. The number is 3.
It's not a bad...
It's going to be a first.
It's not a bad copy. Mike really is stuttering, okay?
Yeah. Marvel's
announced the trio of oversized Avengers versus Ultron comics for April.
Yes.
Generating more new titles that can be sold in the...
Hang on. How many new titles?
3, I believe.
Okay.
The three comics, Avengers... Ultron Forever 1, New Avengers Ultron Forever 1, and Uncanny Avengers Ultron Forever 1. Wow, way to go, Marvel and titles.
Yeah.
But apparently it's Ultron and he's Forever 1. So, and that's O-N-E, not W-O-N, just for those playing at home.
O-N-E, right. Oh, okay. Oh.
So the storyline will see different Avengers teams in the timeline unite to stop Ultron.
Oh.
But apparently he's forever.
One.
So, shall we move on from this one?
Really?
Yeah. Let's do.
They've just released the trailer for Flash versus Arrow.
It looks good.
Yeah, it looks very good. It
looks good. They're
I'm
fighting.
Say, I mean, yeah, there's a bit of a thing where basically their minds are... I forget who the character is, but he controls their emotions, and that ultimately gets the two of them facing off. Not with Nicolas Cage, but...
That would be weird.
I'm the Flash.
That wasn't bad.
That's close. That's
right.
I'll give you a 4 out of 100.
Screw you. So that's a bit of Marvel and a bit of DC news from me. Nate, have you got anything to add to
me? I do. The suit for the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz sold this week. How much would you pay for the Cowardly Lion suit from the original Wizard of Oz?
If I had all the money in the world.
If you had all the money in the world, how much would you pay?
You know what? I don't know if I'd want that. It seems like a bit. It would be a bit stinky.
It'd be a bit sweaty,
cold.
Wouldn't it?
I reckon I'd look. This isn't my guess to how much it's sold for. I would pay like 50G.
I was going to say $79.95 at the costume store, but Mike, how much would you pay?
I'm trying to compare it to the Paddle Pop Lion costume.
Put him up.
See, that kind of, even Frosty Lion. Frost, no, it's a tiger, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Paddlepop Lion.
He hasn't got a lion suit.
Paddlepop Lion.
He's a tiger.
Like a tiger.
I don't know if I'd pay anything for it, really.
I don't think I would either, but I definitely would.
20 grand.
I wouldn't pay $3 million for it. $3 million.
$3 million. Well, look, it's old. There's a good chance it will fall apart when... Oxygen touches it.
Yeah.
It's in one of those bags, those vacuum bags.
It can never.
Only had a bag.
It can never come out. It really can never come out. So yeah, $3 million for that, which is kind of interesting. Moving right along, Constantine has been put on hiatus after 13 episodes.
Not cancelled. Okay.
Not going forward, but put on hiatus.
We talked
about this. I've given up after 4 episodes now, and I feel that it's not really going anywhere. Other people reading from on Facebook, because it must be true. It absolutely is. It's gospel. They're saying, "Oh no, it was really good. I really enjoyed it," but I just don't feel that it has good continuity between characters.
Mm-hmm.
They've really sort of taken a really bad left-hand turn from the comic. They were supposed to make it look really dark and brooding, but it's really not. I think they make this look like a daycare centre compared to the Keanu Reeves film.
So what you're saying is it lighter than The Flash?
Very, very light.
Flash is light, but it's done well.
It's light and fluffy. It really is light and fluffy. Well, I think Supernatural is a lot more darker and scarier than
that's a weird
Constantine.
Direction for Constantine.
I just loved the pilot. Yeah,
the pilot was great. The pilot wasn't as good.
They dropped the pilot.
They dropped the pilot.
Yeah. They really did, and smelled perfume. I think so. How do you know that song?
Drop the pilot.
Smell my perfume.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if that was the words, but we're gonna go with that.
Correct us
if we're wrong.
I don't know if those lyrics were Drop the Pilot.
Drop the Pilot is correct.
Yeah.
That's the title of the song.
Fair enough then.
It's like Blinded by the Light. Something in the douche in the night, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah. Wrapped up.
Anyway.
Yeah, it really isn't. Anyway, moving right along. After that lovely, fun little bit, the first teaser trailer for Game of Thrones Season 5 is out.
I haven't seen it.
And M is yawning already. Wow.
That's just because I had lots of burger for dinner.
Yeah, it was a great burger too.
I had
it was.
Cider.
Yes. Yeah, and you didn't go back. You didn't sort of go to other dimensions.
I didn't. Which was disappointing. But I did in this dimension. I got.
Did you see Jerry O'Connell?
No, but okay. Instead of having chips, yeah. I had sweet potato chips.
Right, so it's kind of a Slider esque.
Yeah, it was like episode. Wow, this is crazy. It's like similar but different.
Oh, okay, okay. Do you see
like when you go into like an alternate universe in the Simpsons Treehouse
of Horror? Treehouse of Horror.
I feel like there's another word in that title that I'm missing.
Four. Treehouse anyway, of
Treehouse
Horror.
Of Horrors.
The Treehouse of Horror.
Maybe that's it. I don't
know. 7. Yeah. 12.
It's like an alternate world. You have like a slightly different, but not too crazy. Just like I'm eating sliders instead of burger.
It's like in the other reality, the chicken may have been not so dry.
Yeah, exactly. I like that episode of The Simpsons where Lisa's telling Bart about what things are like in Australia, and she's like, you know, the water runs the other way, the toilets, and she's like, yes, and hamburgers eat people. And he's like, what?
That's so not true. The best part of that was when the Australian episode when they went to put themselves inside the kangaroos. And he dips his foot in.
Oh, that's right.
And he goes, ew. Oh, it's got that. Yeah. I'd always thought about doing that, but now I'm glad. So The Simpsons teaches us everything. Yeah.
It's like the real Ninja Turtles, that cartoon they brought out with, the really anatomical.
Teenage Mutant Real Turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I posted that to you. I sent that to you.
Yeah.
And you asked me never to post to you again.
Yeah, that's right. You don't destroy the turtles.
Yeah, sorry. I really just ruined it for everybody.
Anyone else?
Now, we were talking about last week our theories on The Flash and who Wells was.
Yes.
An interesting theory that's come out this week, which I think is newsworthy, is that Wells is a new god. Oh, Mike's eyes glisten.
Mr. Triple.
Well, one of the new gods. So that's an interesting theory. I don't mind that theory. I think that's quite a clever one, if that being the case. Mike is silent.
No, I'm silent. I'm contemplating about the worlds. He's more than just a hole in the ground filled with water.
Wow. Wow. I can't believe you went there.
I did go there.
I really can't believe it.
We'll see where it's going to go.
Oh, well.
Another thing I did read was that they were going to kind of keep the whole identity of the Reverse Flash.
I don't know why they're going to do that. Really? Seriously?
They're trying to keep people,
intrigued.
Taking along.
Why? Why do you need to? What?
Pulling on a string.
Pulling on a string. Okay.
Em, you got any news?
Just the, not much, but the teaser trailer for the Doctor Who Christmas special did come out today.
It was quite a teaser, wasn't it?
It really was. Teaser is definitely the right word. It was super, super short. It was like 30 seconds. Yeah, it was. So if you haven't seen it already, I mean, too bad if you haven't seen it.
Em will post it on Watcho.
It's a teaser trailer. It doesn't matter. It's not giving away anything. But basically, it's Christmas in the North Pole. And it opens in a very, opens in a very creepy, like, ice-covered set. They seem to be in a ship, I would say. And then you see a side view. It almost looks a bit like, an egg. Doesn't it? And it's kind of a how do you do that noise? A weird sucking goopy.
To me, it sounds like a chocolate bar.
It wasn't quite that crackly. It was sucky and goopy, like when an alien egg opens.
Sucky and
anyway,
goopy.
There's something sucky and goopy happening.
Wow.
And then the doctor actually said, it's Christmas. Who are you going to call?" Santa Claus. Nick Frost walked into the Ghostbusters music.
So he actually did the walk of the ghost fairly well, I think.
Yep. So, absolutely.
So I've just described it to you anyway. There's no point watching it.
Em just didn't want to post anything. I think that was more to the point.
So I've just described it
to you. So she's just described it to you. And I really hope that you enjoyed this this version of Em's fractured...
Yeah,
fractured trailers.
Radio plays, but for teaser trailers. Yeah, just describe.
And you'll watch it, and you'll go, "Where's the Ghostbusters part? I don't understand." Em's just led you a
Just imagine the music in your mind.
A complete stray.
Yeah, it does end with Doctor Hugh music, which was unexpected.
Doctor Hugh.
Yeah, like Hugh Grant played the Doctor.
Doctor Hugh music.
Yes, I've got this somewhat screwdriver thingy, and I'm going to to bounce through time, yes.
That's pretty good. He's doing well with the impressions tonight.
He really isn't.
that's it for my news.
That's fine. We saw the first trailer for Jurassic World.
Yeah.
I nearly said Jurassic Park World, but yes, Star-Lord has come back to Earth to fight the Velociraptors.
I'm pretty keen to see this genetic super dinosaur they've
made. Why not?
Why not?
It's fun.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Oh, I'll give it a crack.
It's been spliced with the DNA of Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yes. He'll just come out. He'll just, you know what? Just hold that thought.
I have no idea.
He'll scare everybody with his theoretical theories on matter.
It'll be the first dinosaur that I think I'll see in history.
Yes.
Because, you know, I've missed out on a lot of that, considering the time frame.
Considering you weren't alive when dinosaurs were alive.
Right.
Missed out.
I did not know where you were going with that.
They haven't covered, you know, seeing a dinosaur laughing.
Right.
Now, with the Goldblum...
It could be that they don't laugh.
Factor.
I'm just...
You don't think they had a great laugh, you know?
Dinosaurs?
They get the Tyrannosaurus to go up to the bar and get a drink, but he can't reach the drink, and they just all laugh at him, going, look at him with his short arms. He can't do shit.
What?
But,
Poor T-Rex. Poor T-Rex.
He did get arm extensions, but, you know... What else can you do? It was a bit of a stretch.
You're stretching it out so that Em can find her stupid dead goblin.
She's just taking forever.
Oh, sorry!
Crapping on about nothing.
But, you know, trying to pull in a bit of
all I can action. Find Wally, is the remix.
Right, part two. While we wait for Em to...
we'll come back.
Enjoy a toilet break.
Oh, I'm not here. Sorry.
On my couch. Yeah, Studio S.
Sorry, the YouTube clip is playing an ad first.
Oh, that's, it is. That's great, yeah. of course.
I've muted that because we're not interested in some weird herb paste.
By the time... Oh, wow.
You are gold.
We're still waiting for herb paste.
Okay.
Finish.
Right, prepare for the laughing dinosaur.
Why couldn't I just edit this in? Because Em had to find it.
Dig up dinosaurs?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You'll have to get used.
It was eating a large shark.
That's a.
I would be terrified if that was running after me in Jurassic World.
Is that lip sync, whatever they are?
He's chasing after you, about to bite into your flesh.
Oh my god.
The Blumosaurus coming to get you.
Yes.
Kind of worn off, really. We've heard it so many times tonight. It's kind of worn. It's really worn off.
Oh, no.
Any more news?
We also saw the first trailer for Pan.
I did not even recognize the Jackman.
Hugh Jackman good old. No, it's not.
Oh.
He plays Blackbeard. So this is the. This is how Pan. This is how Peter Pan becomes the Pan.
Becomes the Pan
of Neverland, and how
Hook, it went from Peter's saucepan to this Pan.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know about that.
Cleaned up this town.
Yeah.
Someone's cooking.
Wow. It really isn't. The last little bit of news is the. I'm trying to remember his name from good old The Walking Dead.
Grimes.
Who?
Rick Grimes.
Rick Grimes. How do you know about Walking Dead?
Oh,
you
Leanne Rimes.
You don't... I would expect Taylor Swift.
No, wait.
Tim Curry.
Yeah. Someone that Jeff acts. Goblin. Someone that acts. That person, yeah.
Kevin
them.
Spacey.
Them. No, shush. Stephen Yen. He is...
Oh, not him again.
Oh, him.
Yeah, him. He is voicing Tony Chu. From the comic book Chew.
Chew.
Yeah. So, which you and I have read, Mike. Chew.
Yeah, Chew's good. Actually, spoke with John Lambert when he was out here.
You did.
A couple of months back. And yes. He was a very nice guy.
Yes. Where's that on our watcher page?
No, it hasn't gone out yet.
Oh, right.
It hasn't gone out yet.
Right, how's it gone out? Yeah, no. Right. Okay,
so great. The listeners won't know what we're right, talking
they
about.
They have no idea. So but
look forward to that, guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Image Comics Chew is a great comic, and Stephen Yen is he's voicing the pilot for the animated series.
Nice.
Which will be interesting, and hopefully, and that's quite dark. So I think it'll be a lot similar to like Axe Cop and Black Dynamite. Mm. In
I did like Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite was funny.
That was great. So, fun.
It'd be go right over the top of M, but that's oh, yeah. okay. That she's more interested in you know
Dopey over here.
Five seconds of Doctor Who Christmas. Then
you kind of say one thing,
or just 2 seconds hell, of Jeff Goldblum laughing.
What the hell?
What's going on with 5 seconds of summer and whole five sauce? Who the hell?
Five sauce.
Who made that up?
Well,
apparently called five
it's
sauce.
News to me.
Well, you know why they're called five sauce? Because they're going to bringing out a range of kitchen product products for the kitchen.
Oh.
Like sauces and stuff called five sauce.
Five sauce. Only five though.
Five yeah. sauce. Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Five different sauces. Five different occasions. Yeah.
So you've got tacky sauce.
Because they've got One Direction, it's called 1D, isn't it? Which kind of sounds funny, really.
1D, mm. yep.
Yeah.
Because there's only one of them now.
I think they're all Ds, really.
Yeah. All right. That's age. It really is. It's our age. Yeah, that's it. Thanks. Thanks for coming.
Beautiful. Well, I think that I'm going to spin the wheel.
Oh.
It's been a while since I've spun the wheel.
Spin the wheel?
Yes, hang on. Spinning it now. It's going around.
Oh, wow. That's watching M's. Right oh, there. Watching. Nice. Watching, yeah. I like
start with M.
Right. Whoa. Take it.
Whoa.
Take it away, M.
Oh, jeez. What you watching?
The pressure. The pressure's
there. You watch much this week?
I've always been watching much because of Netflix. I just can't
We're not
get
endorsed
off it.
By Netflix, by the way, but Nems, we do love it.
It's like crack. I just can't. Em's
given up her job.
So before,
not the plumber's version of crack, though, is it?
No, the good crack.
Yeah, the good crack, yeah.
it's visual crack.
It's
visual crack, not physical crack.
I'll talk about the old one first, old show I've been watching, and not Newsroom, because you've been watching Newsroom as well, so we can talk about that together.
We can dovetail, as Dean would say.
Yeah, exactly. So I have been rewatching X-Files.
That's my impersonation of Dean, dovetailing.
You just said a word that Dean says.
Yep. There you go.
Okay, well done.
Kind of,
I feel like
yeah. So for everybody,
anyway, keep going. Nate, shut up. That's my impersonation of Dean.
Oh.
All right.
It's good, I like
I've been watching X-Files. So this is the thing with Netflix. You see all these amazing old shows and you remember how good they are and it's so easy. You're just like, I'll just watch one episode. You know, 4 hours later, you're like, oh, shit. So I've almost finished season one and fuck, it's good.
Oh, you've done well.
Yeah. Even just the first season. It's really interesting because these guys are not paying attention.
We're paying attention. You finished season one.
Almost finished.
Okay.
What is interesting is that it starts out with the whole it's the whole Monster of the Week format. So you've got a different kind of thing going on each week, and they're really creepy or whatever. But you can see in the end, the last few episodes, they're starting to tie in those long form story arcs.
Dwayne Barry. That would be is that Dwayne Barry or is that season two?
Who's Dwayne Barry?
Okay, so season two. That answered my question.
Okay. Anyway,
I don't know if you know this, Em, but when was the first film done? Was that after season one or
like? That was much later. That was four.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, it was. I reckon it was later than that.
I love the first the X-Files film. I love that first.
It's not
one.
Bad. Yeah.
Love it. I love that start with the buildings and and the helicopter.
But yeah,
alien.
So
and the alien in it.
I'm up to like the third last episode or something, and they finally introduce Skinner. And the smoking man.
Yes,
and I love the first scene with the smoking man because this is our first scene where we see Mulder and Scully starting to get in trouble for doing the X-Files. You can tell there's a bit of a conspiracy going on. Skinner brings Scully into his office and he's basically saying, you know, look, even though you solve lots of cases, we want you to do things more by the book. You're too unconventional. We want to reel you in. And the smoking man's just...
You should have brought him to keep an eye on him,
wasn't you? Yeah, I think that's what they try. They try to divide and conquer. They try to basically get Scully to try and pull Mulder into line. Exactly. Yeah, and you've got the smoking man just standing there. His first scene, he says nothing. He just stands in a corner, shrouded in smoke, just No, he smokes like this. The listeners can't see this. Yeah. I was saying to Jake, we were watching, I was like, when I was in high school, when I smoked, I would hold the cigarette like that because I thought it was cool because the smoking man smoked like that. How nerdy. It's ridiculous.
Well, did you know that he is actually just a teenager and that's why he smokes?
Or, he was a teenager.
Or you didn't want to get caught smoking and you used the two sticks and you'd hold the two sticks, like chopsticks, and you'd hold the... No.
We were just... Anyway. So X-Files, been loving X-Files. It's just... Seriously, it's like my happy place. I just watch it. I love
it. The X-Files is my happy place. Okay.
It is. Sure. I don't care what anyone says. I love the X-Files.
You're a fan of the theme song as well?
Oh, yeah. And that stupid techno song they released.
Oh, yes.
Everybody loves that.
X-Files. Just like
Twin Peaks. Great song. Really?
Yeah. No. Oh. Not like Twin Peaks. But, yes, it's a great song.
That's playing right now.
Do you know what else? Do you know what else I watched? Stargate, the movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hadn't seen that for years.
The Spader.
Okay.
The Spader.
Shit.
Come
when
on.
I first saw it, I saw it years ago,
Nerds
right?
Of the world
when I was
just like writing
that movie is so fucking tweets. Racist and sexist. I'd never noticed it before because I was a kid when
sexist.
I saw it.
How's it sexist?
Really? Are you serious?
I'm seriously trying to remember.
There's this one.
No, I haven't seen it since it came out.
What, because the girl's wearing a loincloth? What's wrong with that?
No.
What?
It's this whole trope of, like, the Western man coming in and, like, taming the native girl. And there's always, like, one hot native girl that inevitably just falls in love with them. Like, their love transcends the language barrier and he shows her the way. And it's just all these really, like...
I think she showed him the way, really.
Anyway, it's all these really imperialistic kind of racist and sexist tropes.
You think too much.
No, well, no, I don't. You don't think enough.
With your transmedianess.
No, it's got nothing to do with transmedia.
Your transmedianess.
Anyway, I'm entitled to my opinion. I did not enjoy it the second time really as much. And also, we noticed so many fucking plot holes. Jake and I were like, that makes no fucking sense.
It's 90s.
Just stop swearing so loud. Your kitties are asleep.
I know.
Anyway, it made no effing sense.
Oh, no.
I do love the premise, but I think it's just dated. The movie's just really dated.
It's dated.
Anyway,
it's 90s. I mean, the effects.
That's my opinion. I'm sticking to it.
It's not really good.
What is it?
You're not good.
Anyway,
early 90s,
yeah. For sure. Did you give it a
9 out of 0? 9 out of 0. You suck.
Anyway, but Jake was like, the TV show is way better and it's actually awesome.
TV show is way better and it is awesome.
Let's get to the next one.
Next one.
The Newsroom.
Oh, we're going to talk about Newsroom
now.
Oh my
god, how good is this fucking show?
Okay, so Newsroom.
Are you not watching it?
I haven't seen it.
No.
Have you seen any of it?
It's too highbrow for Mike.
I just haven't had time.
You're not going to watch it. Let's face it.
I've got a book to read.
Yeah, that's how highbrow Mike is.
You're going to be sticking to that till the end of the year.
You're the one that's below the brow, Nath. I'm you know, here with my transmedia fanciness and Mike reading books.
I'm so transmedia.
He's on the nose.
I'm so transmedia.
You already know.
We don't, but that's all right. Episode 3 we're up to. We've just finished. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Now, I always, like, forget when I go to talk about something what happened in the last episode.
You always forget everything.
No, I just remember, like, the general theme. Like, I know that they've done the Boston bombings.
Yes.
They're dealing with oh, what's his name?
Chappelle Corby.
Jeff Daniels.
What?
Chappelle.
No, he's in it. Neil. They're dealing with Neil's issue with having contact with that source who gave him the classified government documents.
It was a good source.
It's
delicious source.
That's right, and they discovered who the source is. We haven't provided any context here. Basically, the Newsroom, if you haven't watched it, is starring Jeff Daniels. He's the news anchor for this news station. And basically, the show is about... Jeff Daniels is actually a conservative Republican individual, but despite his conservative values, he is really dedicated to showing the news in a really objective kind of manner, which is usually...
kind of like Mel Walden.
It's kind of... Yeah, he kind of operates in a way that's usually associated with liberal, you know, rather than conservative news outlets.
Yes.
And they're really dedicated to sort of, you know, those, you know, strong, like... journalistic values, like just telling the truth no matter what, doing what's in the best interest of the public, yep. you know, democracy, rah-rah. And they're always fighting the man, you know, there's always someone trying to shut them down or buy them out or censor them. So
Sons sound like the Shaft Room, really, isn't it?
The what room?
The Shaft Room.
The Shaft?
Shaft.
Shut your mouth.
The man's putting him down.
Anyway, but the really cool thing about it is they deal with really current issues, so you feel like it could be real. So, like, in the first few episodes, they were covering the Boston bombings, which didn't happen that long ago. Yeah, in this season, they've just dealt with this.
It's been 2 years. It's amazing, isn't it?
Already?
Yeah. 2 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was 2012.
Oh, I suppose, yeah. That's
right. And apparently this is the last season.
It is. It's very sad.
And I'm just surprised how it's still so strong. It's so compelling. There's still I feel like it's sad that it's the last season. Do you know what I mean? Because it feels like there's certain characters that are just starting to really grow into their roles now. They're really starting to develop.
Would you see a spin-off out of this? Like, you know, Cheers or Fraser? Frazier.
Well, it's going to be one of the characters.
You know what? I wouldn't be. You could get a spin off, but well, not exactly Cheers. I was just thinking like, Don and Sloan.
He goes to Cable.
Don and Sloan. It's like a comedy, 30-minute comedy.
Can I just say they
dance with like a CGI.
They are amazing.
Baby,
don't you love them?
Yes, they are good.
They are so good together.
Get known.
Olivia Munn has been, because I saw Olivia Munn when she was originally doing Attack of the Show, which was on G4, which no longer exists anymore. And it was just a pop culture show for an hour, and it was silly and light, and wasn't, you know, didn't really require a lot of brains. A bit like Kids WB on afternoons on Channel 99, for anyone interested, which they're not. That was Shane Crawford. And I reckon those two are having an affair. I'm just putting it out there.
Who?
Shane Crawford and the chick from Kids WB.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, you heard it here first.
Go!
And that was Mike saying that. I have no idea where I was going, but, you know, it really went somewhere. Oh, yeah, Olivia Munn. And she was, but then when she came to Newsroom, I mean, she'd done other films before. I think she did Magic Mike. I think she was in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think she was in Magic Mike at the start. And she is really good. She really knows how to act. She's probably right up there, I would say, with Jeff Daniels as an actor. She really has her timing is really good. Her pacing is excellent.
Mm.
She really knows how to play off the other person that she's speaking to.
Mm.
You know, there's a really good connection that she has with people.
It's also just really, really well written.
Well, that's really well written. You know, that's Aaron Sorkin. I mean,
the dialogue between the characters is amazing.
A lot of people don't like it, like that writing. You know, I mean, I don't know why, but what else has he done? Aaron Sorkin did West Wing.
Okay, I haven't seen West Wing.
Yeah, okay, so well, then start watching The West Wing then, all right? Get off the X-Files.
How many seasons does West Wing go for?
Eight, nine?
It's the same, for a while.
Eight or nine, yeah. It's a lot. Yeah, it was a long time, but they were running very close to real time as well, so they dealt with...
Yeah.
They dealt with all the issues that
so it's a similar kind of concept as well in terms of...
Well, it's very political. Even Newsroom is very political. It's politically motivated.
It is. Oh, it's incredibly political.
That's how I learnt about the US politics and the judicial system and all that was through West Wing.
Mm.
You know, if you're growing up, you would understand, you know, you don't really get to see all that firsthand.
That's true.
So I was more, you know, brought up in the home.
Bruce Willis.
West Wing. I was more, you know, Spin City.
You were.
Isn't that more like what the government's like?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It is now. Everyone just chases everyone in there.
The Benny Hill song.
You got father and son going on for a second there. Once Charlie Sheen took over from Michael J. Fox.
That's right.
One Sheen there, another Sheen in the West Wing.
Yeah.
John Howard was
It was just a veritable Sheen machine.
That was John Howard's Mr. Sheen.
He was the original Mr. Sheen.
He was Mr. Sheen, yep. Oh, Mr. Sheen. And welcome to our young viewers who have no idea what we're talking about.
That writing, that style of writing, it suits it suits the subject matter. When you're talking about the way people interact in a newsroom or in a political party, everything's like, you know, high stakes, everything's like, you know, quick, really rushed, like deadlines. So
mistakes it kind of suits, are made. Yeah, it suits the environment. Because of it and,
I like it.
It's very good.
Yeah. That's it for what I've been watching.
Nice. Netflix, that's what she's been watching.
Netflix, yeah.
You need a t-shirt. Much. Netflix, send her a t-shirt.
Although, not Newsroom, because Netflix doesn't do HBO.
No, they don't. Uh-huh. Netflix say no.
Special downloads.
Netflix say no to HBO.
Say no to Hobo.
Oh.
Poor Hobo.
There's always plenty that I watch. I watched the latest episode of The Flash, which was
nice,
fantastic. Did you watch it? Have you seen it, Mike? Are we dovetailing on this one as well?
Hang on, which one are you talking
about? It's the latest one with Blackout, which is the guy who controls electricity. Get with the times, Mike.
I'm not sure if I saw that one.
Yeah, it came out yesterday.
I know, I haven't seen that one. That's too recent for me.
Right, it's too recent for you. Okay, so I've seen The Flash with Blackout, very good. Yeah. And it's a nice lead into what we're about to experience with the crossover with Arrow.
Yes.
We won't see Arrow until, by the time this goes up, Arrow would have come out, but haven't seen it yet, so looking forward to that one. I've caught up on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the animated series.
I'm about to do that.
And there's a great episode which is called In Dreams, which is has two. I'm trying to remember who's in it. Oh, it has Freddy Krueger, Robert Englund, who plays one of the Dream Beavers, and they're pretty much from another dimension, and they go into people's dreams and they suck their life force out of them through their dreams, so they scare them enough. And, it's a bit dark.
A homage to characters. And I think the other guy had that kind of character as well.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. I forget who he is, but yeah.
Isn't that the premise of the BFG? There's a thing going Big around stealing giant. People's
Big Friendly
dreams?
Giant.
Yeah. And the BFG
the
saves...
The Ronald Dow Big Friendly Giant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it?
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've read the BFG.
I read the Twits.
Oh, how good was the Twits? The Twits was... almost my favorite. I think my very favorite was George's Marvelous Medicine.
Do you know that?
James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah. I didn't read that one.
Was that Dow? Roald Dow?
Yeah.
Roald Dow, yeah.
Pretty sure. It was Roald Dow? Yeah. Do you know his wife beat? What? Yeah, he was.
Really?
Dead he wore set. A singlet. Oh.
Mike. Are you serious?
That's my dead set serious. Yeah, it's on public record.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Just change your theory about Ronald Dow having good books.
It hasn't changed my theory about him having good books. He does still have good books. Just changes my thoughts about him.
Yeah. Change your thoughts. Change your thoughts, people. Don't buy the books.
That's a somber note.
Yeah. Sorry. All right. Sorry, I took it down, didn't I?
Well, what else have you watched?
I've also, it's very, the great homage that it makes in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for that particular episode is there's a lot of Evil Dead references in there.
Oh, really?
Yep. Chainsaws, Book of Evil. there's lots of little bits.
Must have had a lot of fun with that then.
Yeah, they really did have a lot of fun with that particular one. So that's great. It's we're getting it to the very, very pointy end now for end of season for a lot of things. Mm. So Flash and Arrow finish next week. We've had
the mid-season break.
Yeah, the mid-season break, which always sucks. I never enjoy that. How to Get Away with Murder has finished for the season, which Dean and I talk about quite religiously. We're about to hit the end of Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think next week or 2 weeks from now. So we're getting right down to the end where we're not really going to have a lot. So thank you, Netflix. We really appreciate you being around for the long haul. While everybody else goes on break, movie wise, I haven't seen anything. I did catch an extra screening of Airplane/Airport the other night on TV. Airplane,
what?
As in flying,
as in flying high.
Yeah.
So, well, it has many names. I think it was an airport in the UK.
No. Airport's actually the disaster film. It was kind of, you know.
Oh, it was made of fun of. That's right. That's right. It was too. So yeah, I did catch another screening of that the other night.
That is funny.
Which is always great.
Yeah. Great movie.
Highly recommended.
Oh, so good.
Highly recommended, which is always good. So love it, love it, love it, love it. Mike, awesome. What have you been watching?
Haven't watched a lot because stuff going on. But
you're reading a book.
I did. Yeah, well, that's true. Yep. I did manage to see Rush, which was the movie done by Ron Howard.
Oh, it was very good. Yes.
Yeah, Niki Lauda. I didn't know
that was the whole story. Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
If he'd been on the show last week, he probably would have told us about that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, did you know that Chris Hemsworth was going to be on the show last week? But because he became Man of the Year, Sexiest Man of the Year, he was caught up with the...
He was just busy.
He was.
Double booked himself.
But he listens to the show, so hi, Chris.
Too much of a rush.
Thanks for listening. Get back to it, Mike.
Yeah. But, no, really good film. It's like something I've had for a while and just hadn't had a chance to watch it.
It's great.
It kind of got to the end of it. Oh, Ron Howard. Well, yeah. Because, I mean, look, I love Ron Howard's films. He does great stuff. But really well done. I love the way you kind of saw the respect between the two drivers and, you know, kind of things that played out from that as well. So, highly recommended. If you haven't seen it yet, sure, it's a couple of years old.
It was Niki Lauda and...
I'm trying to think the name of Hemsworth's character.
Doesn't matter.
But...
Niki Lauda was awesome.
Yeah, no, he was brilliant. And the actor who played him was in Inglourious Basterds, yes.
In a car after you've been burnt? If it had been you? I say no.
No, I couldn't really get into a Formula One car anymore. No. It's way too difficult.
You've had it difficult to get in Em's car tonight, yeah. So let alone a Formula One car. I don't think I would. You get in it in a Formula One car?
Would I get in a Formula One car?
After you've been trapped in it and burnt?
Why would I get in?
Because, well, that's what he did for a living.
Pretty much once he was healed, he...
He got back into I'm just asking you a rhetorical question. Well,
no, I just wouldn't do it in the first place.
No, not answer.
I just wouldn't get in a Formula One car at all.
Yep.
I think clown shoes are actually bigger than clown cars. Think about it. that's all I've had a chance to watch this week.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So that being said, I think we should jump on to...
What's your reading?
Hogfather, apparently. That's what I'm reading right now.
Is that what you're reading?
Go on, Mike.
All right, go for it, Mike. Knock yourself out.
No, I haven't got very far in yet.
I'm really curious to hear your so far review of the book.
So, previously on Watcher. Yeah, Mike told us that he was at page 35.
That's correct.
Right? Okay. So, stenographer told us. Stenographer, yeah, page 35, she says. So
I'm around the 50-page mark at the moment. Right.
Okay.
So you've gone up 15 pages in the last week.
That's correct.
Right. All right. Good job. Good job. Right. Well done.
Now, from what I can go, I don't want to spoil this for anyone. Right.
Okay.
Because it is a fairly new book.
Really, don't spoil it.
But what's the word I'm looking for? What are they? Kind of like a bounty hunter, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So he's been commissioned.
Who's bounty hunters?
Put out the chocolate bar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
For those,
they are nice.
They love the coconut.
they are nice.
Yeah, they put a commission out to put a hit on this guy, which, you know, when you're kind of first reading, going, I'm trying to kill Santa.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so that's kind of like where I'm at to now. And it's kind of starting to spread the story a little bit more from there and kind of where it's all dealing from. You know, they kind of, like I said, the money's already in the vault and he kind of checks to make sure that it was about 2 million, but it was unmarked coins. It was actual gold coins, mm-hmm. kind of thing. But, yeah, so now it's picking up a bit and... Yeah, I was going to actually sit down and plow through it now. So. Yeah,
it's they're interesting. It's like I find that his stories start with just one sort of thread, and you kind of have no idea where it's going. Like you say, you've just got this bounty hunter.
There's a lot of throwaway comments too. I've noticed as well. Which
And then as you go along, it kind of goes like it spreads out. The story just somehow spreads out at every angle and gets bigger and bigger and bigger until you get to sort of near the end, and you're like, oh, and you can see the whole picture and how it all. Fits together. There's probably also a lot of throwaway comments because...
It's a bit like this show, really, isn't it? A lot of throwaway comments.
Could be.
And it kind of builds to somewhere and you don't know where it's going to the end. And you go, it's the credits I love.
because his... it was this one massive story verse. Like all the novels, the idea is they exist in one world and there's crossing over of characters between different novels, and there's different stories that interconnect. So some of the comments might not make sense to you because they might be referring to...
something
you
else.
Need to read some other books, Mike.
All right.
No, no, this was the first Pratchett book that I read, and it didn't... I loved it.
It didn't put you off?
Death is further.
Death is my favourite character. Have you met Death yet?
I don't think so.
You love Death, don't you?
I do.
You love
it. That's not a really... You
love
it in all... Have you met Death yet?
You love Death in lots of different things.
I almost did that night.
I do, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Salami and tomato and cheese.
Yes, and I saved your life. You owe me for that.
Sandwich. So that's all I've read so far. I've put comics on hold.
Well, if you make it before the end of November,
you get $2 from me.
There's a special prize coming.
$2 from me.
I have the figure in my mind of what I will donate. I'll still donate something if you don't finish it, but there's a larger figure.
I'll be honest with you. I my figure is $1, and it'll be $2 if you. Because it'll be one for each side of the
mine's mo. A bit higher than that.
Right. Okay. So $3. $3. $3.
Yeah, $4.
Yeah. Don't spit your tea on me.
Spitting your tea. But yeah, that's reading for me.
That's great.
All right. Cool.
I was riveted.
Jake Batstash will be so happy. He'll be so proud of you.
9 out of 0.
Yeah, exactly. So far. Because you've only read 9 pages.
Yeah.
9. Or 0 pages out of.
No, come on.
Come on.
9 does go into 35. Actually, it doesn't.
Don't. Mike.
Goes into 36.
Matt, anyway, Mike.
Nath, you look like you're really ready to talk about something.
I'm ready. Em's obviously
you're sitting there, the show, like,
though. Oh, I'm just keen. I'm prepared. It's called preparedness.
All right.
Mustard.
It's prepared, okay? Just, like, learn from this.
Preparedness. Preparationness.
Learn from this, all right? Just learn.
Try to learn something.
Yeah, learn something, mate. All right. No, I've read a great one shot from Challenger Comics, which is called Ultra Nova, and it's a space terror comic. It's 24 pages long.
Space terror.
Space
sounds
terror.
Awesome.
It is. It really is awesome. It's about a guy named Kale, and not the actual superfood.
Not the green leafy.
The actual person.
Right.
His name's Kale, and he's kind of like a. They don't explain what he is, but what he kind of does is he's like a fix-it guy in space. So he goes out and he helps people that are in trouble. And so there's a particular ship which is getting very, very close to a star which is about to go supernova, and they've lost sort of communication with the ship. So he goes over there to find out what's going on. And when he gets over there, he discovers that they're all dead, except for one or two, which are kind of still alive, but in a zombie sort of state.
Okay.
And what he discovers is that it's not what you think it is. So it's not an alien-esque type sort of space terror.
It's a bit of a flip.
It's a bit of a flip, Yeah, it was a one shot, but it really sort of. I would really like to see where they expanded on this universe, but unfortunately, they only did the one, and it's great. So Ryan Ferrer does the story, which is fantastic, and Chris Peterson does the artwork for it, and the artwork's really, really nice. So the thing I really do enjoy about this is that it's really nice and light and bright. And a lot of your sort of horrific areas are very dark. So even in nice, light, bright areas, your brains that have exploded or people that have been shot, you can see that they're very, very dark. And a lot of stain in there. So the colors are really the color palettes are really appropriate to what's actually happening on the actual page at the time. So overall, it's really good and a lot of fun and well worth a read. So look it up. I got it on digital, but from Comixology. But I'm sure that you could pick it up from any good comic book store. I can. I will. I'll find it.
I shall. It will happen.
It will happen.
Make it so.
I will make it happen. Yes.
Lovely.
Do it.
Yes.
Anything else?
Gameway. This week. Go ahead. Other than that, I don't think so. I'm just trying to recall what I've been reading this week. No, next week I'll probably come back and give you a update of how the bunker is going.
Oh, yeah.
That's we're definitely a couple more issues in, which has been fabulous. And I think I might tell you about another book which I've been reading, which is a lot of fun, called Butterfly. So, yeah, that's a really good book too. So okay. I might update you on those ones.
A book?
Stay tuned. It's another. Oh. Well, it's not a book. It's got pictures in it. So graphic.
That's what I meant. I'm like a
graphic
book.
Novel. Okay. But sometimes we do call them books because, you know, they have pages and bound and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut okay.
up. What have you been reading, Em?
Yeah,
Em. Yeah, Em.
So I was in Sydney over the weekend.
I was eyeballing this all night.
I knew you would be.
I was.
Yeah, I was in Sydney over the weekend with Boutstache, and we went to King's Comics because they were at PAX, and I saw their stall, and I was like, ooh, I have lots of interesting things. And we went in there, and they happened to have a 20% off sale. It's actually a really cool store, lots of stock. They did have the Sandman bookends, which were amazing, but as I was saying to Mike, I was lamenting the fact that I only had carry-on luggage, and I was like, I can't fit them in my bag. So anyway, I couldn't get the amazing bookends.
You could throw your clothes out.
It's a pretty nice dress that I took. And I can always get the bookends sent down, as Mike pointed out.
Throw everything else out. Throw Jake's clothes out.
So, yeah, I could have done that.
Yeah, that's right. He needs a new wardrobe, doesn't he?
He does.
Jake stayed here. Yeah. Seats.
Yeah. then I wanted to get, like, a whole collected, like, it was called Book One of Saga, which was all, like, the Saga, you know, issues so far.
Yep.
Couldn't fit that. They had Lost Girls. Couldn't fit that. So I was like, stuff it. Just going to pick up a random comic. And I found this comic called Drifter from Image Comics. And I just really liked the cover. So it's like a really bright orange background, very, like, Martian landscape looking, with two bright green characters on the front. I was actually drawn to it because I just thought the chick looked awesome. There's a chick on the front with, like, a mohawk, kind of like a mohawk with a gun over her shoulder, like,
I'd like
dragging
to see
some
you
guy behind
with
her.
A mohawk,
really? Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
Anyway, yeah. So this was really interesting. So one thing that was a little bit frustrating is it turned out that the guy is the main character. I was like, dang it, the front cover was really misleading.
He's the guy.
The
with
guy
his
being
back
dragged
turned.
Along the ground is actually the main
you
character.
Know what? That goes into our misleading covers.
Misleading covers, yeah.
Misleading
it was totally
covers
misleading.
For...
But basically, he's in some kind of, like, spaceship that crashes on this planet. He gets onto this planet, crawls up onto the sand, and he encounters a native alien that lives. He doesn't know where he is. And the weird thing about it, I don't know how I felt about it at the end, because I felt that this one issue didn't give me anything to really like about this main character.
Oh.
I'm still compelled by the story, but basically because he confronts this native.
You couldn't care less about him.
Well, he can't breathe, right, when he gets on the planet, and this native that looks like a big fish creature comes up to him, and so he stabs it, as you do, when it was probably going to help him, and it turns out it was going to help him, and the creature's friend comes and drags it away, and he's left to just die, and that's when the, this mysterious character, that's right, this mysterious masked guy with a gun kind of runs up to him and shoots him, and then everything goes black. And he wakes up, and that's when we meet the chick with the mohawk. So basically he wakes up and he discovers that he's on this planet where there's some sort of, you know, I guess they're kind of like a band of outlaws that are living on the planet. You can tell that they're just kind of, you know, we don't have a whole lot of the story so far, but you can tell they're kind of banded together to survive, and they've got their own little survivor mentality community. I'm kind of like the group of people in The Walking Dead. Like, it feels like a survival scenario.
Ragtag bunch of people forced together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's basically it so far. It's just him familiarizing himself with the world. He meets a priest of all people and decides to go to a bar with the priest, and they go and start to get wasted together.
Why not?
And he gets in a bar fight.
Of course, that's what you go to bars for, isn't it?
Yeah.
And basically, yeah, so at the end of this issue, he spots the guy that shot him. He spots him again outside of the bar. That's right. That was the cliffhanger. I was thinking I'm missing something. And he chases after this guy. So this is the guy that shot him at the start.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's not worth it.
It's just one issue.
Pick it up.
Anyway, he chases him out and he loses him, but what he finds is his ship that crashed. Because he just
the ship that's on the front cover?
Yeah, because I don't know what happened at the start. He crashed and then just was unconscious and he lost it. He finds the ship. He's like, oh, the lady with the mohawk shows up.
Is his ship
and
okay?
And he's like, this is my ship. Well, it's crashed and it's all fucked up. But no, listen. Does he have his ship together, though? And then she's like, what do you mean? And he's like, this is the ship that I just crashed in. And she was like, this ship crashed here 100 years ago.
Oh.
That's the cliffhanger. And I was like, oh. So I'm not sure about this skeezy guy. He's a bit of an anti-hero. They seem to be setting him up as an anti-hero. You know, you're meant to kind of love his rough and tumble way, but at the same time, he's just a bit of a bastard. You know, stabbing natives and, you know, getting into bar fights.
Why not?
The story's really compelling. I love a good timey-wimey time travel
sounds
story.
Like Interstellar.
Well,
sort
I suppose.
Of. Time-ish.
Just the fact that there's something timey in it.
Tell you one thing, though. Think about it. 100 years ago, kind of ties in Titanic.
Oh, my God.
That was 1912.
Shut up.
102 years.
All right, I guess.
Em was so busy trying to keep on track that she glazed over my joke. So
yep. Really did. This was interesting. And I was really excited to read it because it's not often that I will just go into a comic book store and pick up a random issue of something.
So not you.
I knew that I wanted something that was either like Image, Vertigo, you know, something in that vein.
Yeah, yes.
And I saw a lot of things that were like, you know, issue 9, issue 10, issue whatever. And then I just saw this sitting here and I'm like, issue 1. This is something new. It's just started. It's a starting point. I can jump into this.
Are you going to look for issue 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I really had to think about it because, I was saying to you guys a few weeks ago, it's the format of comics that I struggle with. It doesn't feel like enough for me. I need.
Yeah, is there a date on there? Is this like something that's come out recently, or has it been out for a little while?
Well, you know what? I didn't even look
us,
for that.
It'll tell us.
I think it's.
All right. keep going at the back.
Oh, I thought it was just the front, wasn't it?
Well, it could be at the front, or it could be at the back. Ooh, doesn't tell you anything.
Next time I do a comic,
look,
I'm going to do it smack in the middle.
From memory, shut up. Get out of here.
Some good
day. November 2014.
There you go. It's this year. Well done.
I think from memory it was in the new release section.
There you go.
There's another one. There's Image, Vertigo, and one that's three letters.
IDW.
Pie. Yes.
Yeah.
Pie.
IDW. So I was looking for...
And they've done heaps of franchises. I mean, Turtles... Transformers,
so many,
kind of grabbed a lot.
So many good gold.
Yeah, but I love
so
the
good gold.
What I've discovered that I do really like in comics is the science fiction comics. Mm. So not necessarily your sort of classic superhero genre. I really like the hard sci-fi stories.
Mm.
And I love time travel. It's always fun. Look, there's another one I was reading ages ago that I reviewed on the show. And now I can't remember what it was called.
You know what you should get into? If you like time travel, you should really get into Black Science. Tops. That's so good. So for those of you who don't know what Black Science is, it's an Image comic. You're already reading an Image comic, which was very good. It's very timey-wimey in the fact that they create what they think is a time machine, but actually it's an interdimensional machine, which takes them to... different dimensions,
yep.
And different planets, and it's like I'm trying to think of one. It's like the Nazis are riding on giant flying fish, attacking people, and it sounds funny, but it's a bit like Doctor Who where they put a mummy on the Orient Express in space.
Yeah, yeah.
But it seems to work for them.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a lot of storyline behind the characters, and there's
a lot of deception, you know, there's a team which you think are a good working conducive team, which actually really aren't, and you know, there are people with their own agendas, and you know, not everybody survives, and it's actually really, really good. Black Science, I think they've got the first trade out already, so you would digest that.
I also quite like the what did you call that one? You were just
the bunker.
No. The one you just reviewed tonight.
Ultra Nova.
You called it a
Space
like
Para.
A one-off.
Spare one shot.
Yeah, a one shot. I quite like the one shots as well. One-shots I really like those. And I like when we did the first Watcher show, I reviewed a comic that was like a volume just of short.
Yes.
Of short stories, of horror stories. Yes. And again, I can't remember what that one's called now either.
Fireside Tales?
No, but I want to read that.
Okay, you better.
Anyway, I like... anyway, that's what I like. I like
It might be a thing to look up some...
some one-shots.
Graphic novel one-shots, you know.
Yeah, I particularly like crossover between sci-fi and horror. I like things that are a little bit creepy, a little bit timey-wimey, so... I don't know. Any recommendations people have?
Tell us.
So, you know, the kind of comics I've been enjoying are typically sort of Image and Vertigo comics. I like the science fiction genre. I like a little bit of horror. And I really enjoy the one-shots because I like because something that frustrates me is I'm like, I feel like I just got a tiny bit of a story and I'm like, but it's not complete. So I love the one-shots because I get a nice just packaged story there ready to consume. So any recommendations, throw them up on the Watcher page.
Black Science.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Get thanks. On that. Keep nice. That in mind. Get on That's it.
Well, I think that kind of wraps up the episode for this week. What do you guys think?
We're done.
I reckon it does.
Yeah.
Dishes are done, man.
So where can everyone be found? Nate, I'll start with you.
You can find me at Dean Arcuri. I mean, Nate from Watcher. That's Dean. You can find Dean at Dean Arcuri if you want to send him some hate tweets. And me, it's Nate from Watcher if you want to send me some love tweets.
You can find me at Emma Beddoes on Twitter.
Dr. Emma Beddoes.
And you can find me at Mickey Toons all over the interwebs, unless on Instagram where it's the real Mickey Toons. Much like the Ghostbusters cartoon, we're going to be fighting that battle till the end of time.
Where will the real Mickey Toons please stand up?
I'm too tired.
You have been lying down for half the episode.
Well, you have been. I did take a photo.
I've got the psychiatrist coming in just to have a bit of a chat and get my head straight.
Yep.
But, so if it's... What you're lying down on?
What you're burgering?
Oh fuck! I'm not ready.
You've got your jeez, Emma.
What you one shotting?
What you one shotting? Yeah, I'm never ready for this.
Miss you, Dean. Not really.
And Dean will be back next episode.
Maybe I do. I really do miss Dean. I love you.
Who else is going to tell Nate to shut up?
Well, you certainly did.
Well,
bye everyone. See you next week.
Bye.
See you guys.
Okay. See you. Lovely.